ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரே ஓம் நமோ பார்வதிஷாச்சாரியாய பதஞ்சலிப்ய சப்த வித்யா சம்பிரதாய கர்த்ருப்ய பரமரிஷிஷ்யோ நமோ நமோ மஹத்யோ நமோ குருப்யஹ. யதாலௌகிக வைதிகேஷு
யதாலௌகிக வைதிகேஷு
ஏவமிஹாபி சமானாயாம் அர்த்தாகவ அது பௌஷப்தேன சார்த்தம் மணியம் அஸ்திரியதே சப்தேனைவ அர்த்தஹ அபிதேயஹ ந அபஷப்தேனேதி ஏவம் க்ரியமாணம் அப்சுதய காரி பவதீதி தேர்ஃபோர் இன் தி லோகா த திங்க் அண்ட் வே அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்டு இன் டூ வேஸ் தென் நியமா இஸ் மேட் ஓன்லி திஸ் வே யூ டூ இட் அண்ட் இன் டூயிங் தட் நியமா தேர் இஸ் எ தர்மா அசோசியேட்டட் வித் இட். சிமிலர்லி இன் வேதா ஆல்சோ, பை டூயிங் ஜாப் இன் எ பர்டிகுலர் வே, நாட் இன் எனி அதர் வே, தேர் இஸ் எ தர்மா. சிமிலர்லி வென் எ சப்த இஸ் யூஸ் தி ரைட் வே மீன்ஸ் தி வே டிட்டர்மின்ட் பை தி பாணினிஸ் சூத்ராஸ், தேர் இஸ் எ தர்மா. அண்ட் இஃப் தி அதர் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் சப்த, தி அபசப்த இஸ் யூஸ்டு, தேர் இஸ் அதர்மா. தேர்ஃபோர் தர்ம நியமஹா is very well explained. Then comes an interesting discussion whether a particular word can be used or not, which word can be used, which word is not used at all. This kind of a discussions are there. And so Bhashyakara has an interesting opinion about it. Astya prayuktaha. It is Purvapaksha Sutra it is. Means there are shabdas which are never used. அப்ரயுக்தா சப்தா அஸ்தி. ஸோ தட் இஸ் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் பூர்வபக்ஷ சூத்ர. வி டோன்ட் யூஸ் திஸ் சப்தா லைக் தட் தேர் சப்தாஸ் சந்தி வை சப்தா
சந்தி வை சப்தா
அப்ரயுக்தா
அப்ரயுக்தா.
ஸோ யூ சீ வென் எ சப்தா ஹேஸ் டு பி யூஸ்ட் தென் இஸ் ரைட் சப்தா வில் பிரிங் தர்மா, தி அபசப்தா வில் பிரிங் அதர்மா. Okay, but there are shabdas which are never used. What about them? That is the Purvapaksha. Astya prayuktaha. So, santivai shabdaha prayuktaha. Indeed, there are shabdas which are never used at all. Like what? Tadyatha. Usha. Dera. Chakra. Pecha. Iti. So, like that, these words are there. They are never used. So, therefore, when they are never used, how can you say by using dharma will come, by using the right word dharma will come, by not by using the wrong word adharma will come? So they are never used at all. That is what he says. He uses them and says they are never used. You see, he is using them then and there. That's why it is Purvapaksha. He will analyze all that. Kimataha.
Chakra is used.
He puts it in the category of not used.
That's what I'm
saying. We will see how it will not be like that. It will be Purvapaksha Sutra only. Then again, the argument will go on, like as we are saying every day, from this to that, that to this, it will be going on. Kimataha
yat
santi aprayuktaha.
Yat santi aprayuktaha.
Okay. Suppose aprayuktaha santi. Words that are never used are there. So what? Kimataha iti yat aprayuktaha shabdaha santi iti yat tena kim ataha kim. From that what happens? Prayogadhi bhavan shabdanam sadhutvam adhyavasyati. You cannot say like that because you say when a shabda is used, so by using the shabda, you determine whether it is prayoga with a sadhu or asadhu. You have to use it. So, you see, the sutra is like that, you know. The sutra, lokataha artha prayukte shabda prayoge shastrena dharma niyamaha. Shabda prayoga is there. Then only shastra will intervene and fix a niyama which will give us a dharma, punya, etc. Shabda prayoga must be there. And so while doing the prayoga, the sadhu should be used, the right word should be used, wrong word should not be used. that rule. Right word brings dharma, etc. All that becomes relevant when we use the word. But there are words which are never used. What will you do about them? That is the question. So, because you say, shabdanam sadhutvam prayogat adhyavasyati, you are establishing that as you use this word is sadhu. As you use the other word, that word is asadhu. Like that, the word has to be used. Then only its sadhutvam can be established. Now, whichever words are not used at all nowadays, I mean, these words, sadhavaha nasyuhu, they cannot be categorized as right words, sadhu words, because sadhutvam is only when shabda prayoga is there. There is no prayoga for these words. Therefore, you cannot deem them as the right words. Puropaksha. Idantavat
vipratishiddham
yaduchyate santivai shabdah aprayukta iti. Then the answer is that you are talking something contradictory. You say the shabdas are there, and then you say they are not used. You are saying that they are there. They are there means how they are there. Only somebody has to use them, then only they are there. So they are there, but not used. What kind of oxymoron it is. So what kind of thing you are saying? Yadi santi na aprayukta. If the shabdas are there, it means they are not, it doesn't mean that they are not used. Aprayuktaha itina. If they are there, you cannot say that they are not used. Because the fact that they are there shows that they are used. You cannot say they are there, but they are not used. You cannot say that. Atha aprayuktaha.
Atha aprayuktaha.
Na santi. Suppose you say they are not used, then they are not there. They are not used means they are not there. Santicha aprayuktascha
iti
vipratishiddham.
But
saying that the words are there but they are not used is an oxymoron. It is a contradiction. Prayunjanaha eva khalu bhavanaha.
Prayunjana eva khalu bhavanaha.
Santi shabdaha aprayukta iti.
Santi shabda aprayukta iti.
You say these words are not used, and then you have used all of them. While saying that they are not used, you are using all of them. Our Shankara has to be advised to study this paragraph one time. Santi shabdaha aprayukta iti. So there are shabdas which are not used. Okay, what are they? Usha. You are using it now. You are using it and say that they are not used. That is vipratishiddham. Kascha idanim.
Kascha idanim.
Anyaha.
Anyaha.
Avajjatiya kaf purushaha.
Avajjatiya kaf purushaha.
Shabdanam prayoge.
Shabdanam prayoge.
Sadhusyat.
Sadhusyat.
You see, you are a great man. You are using all those words. And when such a great man like you uses them, then they are certainly there. How can it be that they are not used? Because you are using it, you are not an ordinary person, you are a great acharya, you are using them. Therefore, you cannot say that they are not used. So, idanim anyaha bhavajyatiyaka purushaha shabdanam prayoge sadhusya. This is a person who is of the same caliber as you and capable of using words. Who else is there? Who else is there? There is nobody else. You are the great man and you are using all these words. And while using, you say they are not used. It is an oxymoron. then he is replying, Naitat Vipratishiddham.
Naitat Vipratishiddham.
No, no, we are not talking of any contradiction. So he is explaining his statement. Santiti tavad brumaha.
Santiti tavad brumaha.
Yadetan shastra vidaha.
Yadetan shastra vidaha.
Shastrena anuvidadhate.
Shastrena anuvidadhate.
We say that these words usha, tera, etc., they are there. And in saying so, our idea is that the shastrakara has prepared those words and kept there. By applying the lakshana, like tava is the dhatu, lit you take. When you take lit, madhyama purusha bahuvachanam. So, because it is akaravan, and that I is in between two ekahal madhya, ataha ekahal madhya,
anadeshadeh,
jeli,
liti,
kiti liti. And therefore, tara, it is kiti liti, asayoga lit kitsya. Therefore, Madhyama Purusha Bahuvachanam, Thal, Atham, Tiptasji, Thal,
Nalatusus, Thalatusa.
Thal, Atus, A. Therefore, Thar, A. And then Abhyasalopa and Atva, Tera, it becomes. So, Shastrakara has prepared it and kept there. In that sense, the words are there, but nobody uses them. Therefore, we are not saying any oxymoron, we are saying correctly. That is, he is supporting his stand. You look at Santiti Tavat Brumaha. We are only saying that such words are there. Why? Yet, because Etam Shastra Vidaha Shastrena Anuvitathate. Those who knows the Shastra, they work out the rules of the Shastra, Sutras, and they prepare these words and keep there. In that sense, they are there. Aprayukta iti brumaha.
Aprayukta iti brumaha.
And then we say they are not used. Why? Yat loke aprayukta iti.
Yat loke aprayukta iti.
Because they are not used in the loka. Nobody uses them in the loka. Therefore, aprayukta. Shastrakara has prepared them and kept there. Therefore, they are santi. Therefore, where is the contradiction? There is no contradiction. Like that, he has explained his stand. Okay? Yadapyuchyate.
Yadapyuchyate.
And also, you say this to me. What? Kascha idanim.
Kascha idanim.
Bhavajyatiyakav purushaha. Shabdanam prayoge.
Shabdanam prayoge.
Sadhusyaditi.
Sadhusyaditi.
And then you tell me like that, some rhetoric against us, that a person like you are using the word, and who can be a better person than you to use the word? So you are using it and saying that it is not used like that, you are throwing the blame at us. And we are saying only this much, the shabdas are there. Because Shastrakara has prepared them, but nobody is using. Therefore, Shabdaha Santi Aprayuktaha. Therefore, our statement is correct. Your sarcastic statement that Kascha Idani Manyaha Bhavajyati Yakav Purushaha Shabdanam Yoga Sadhur Bhavati, that kind of sarcastic statement is out of place. Like that he says. Nabrumaha Asmabhiraprayukta iti.
Asmabhiraprayukta
iti. He is still continuing. I am not saying that we don't use those words. I am not saying that. We know the Shastra, and we also know that the Shastrakara has prepared those words. We are only saying that in the Loka they are not used. Yeah. Kintarihi Loke Aprayukta iti.
Loke Aprayukta iti.
That is what we are saying. We know, we are using them, and the Shastrakara has prepared them, we are using them. Your sarcasm is not necessary. We are using them very much, but we are saying that in the Loka nobody uses them. Therefore, Usha, Tera, etc. Shabdaha Santi Aprayuktascha. Okay, that is how he explained. Then the answer have given is nanu
nanu
cha bhavanapi
cha bhavanapi
abhyantaro loke
abhyantaro loke.
You are also within the loka only, you are not outside the loka. Why you are using and say loke na prayuktaha iti. You are also part and parcel of the loka. When you are using it, it is as good as loke prayuktaha eva. Abhyantaroham loke
abhyantaroham loke
natvaham lokah
natvaham loke.
Then he is replying, no, no, you are not correctly saying so. I am a small part of the loka. I am not the loka myself. Therefore, that is what he says. Are you following this sequence? Then the sutra comes. Just prepares the ground for the sutra, and now the sutra is astya prayukta iti chet.
Astya prayukta iti chet.
Na arthe shabda prayogat.
Arthe shabda prayogat.
You see, if you see all that sequence, at the last point he made the point. The point is shabdah santi aprayukta. Aprayukta hamane loke aprayukta. No, you are in the loka. I am in the loka. I am not the loka. Therefore, that doubt also was clarified. Shabdaha santi aprayuktascha. Up to that we have arrived. Then the Vattikakara takes up the sutra. Aprayuktaha asti iti chet. So if somebody, this is the objection raised, namely, shabdaha asti aprayuktascha. Iti chet. If that is the purvapaksha, as it is established above, na, that purvaksha is not acceptable. You know why? Arthe shabda prayogat.
Arthe shabda prayogat.
Because the shabda is used in the context of a meaning. Arthe saptami, vishaya saptami. In the context of a meaning, the shabda is used. Therefore, there is a shabda which is not used. That statement is a contradiction only. That is the sutra. He is explaining it. Asti aprayukta iti chet.
Asti aprayukta iti chet.
Tanna.
Tanna.
So there is the shabda, but it is not used. If that is the contrary, if that is the paropaksha, that is not acceptable. Why? Kinkaranam.
Kinkaranam.
Why it is not acceptable? Arthe shabda prayogat.
Arthe shabda prayogat.
Because the shabda is used in the context of a meaning. Arthe shabda prayujyante.
Arthe shabda prayujyante.
See, when a shabda is there, if you can find a meaning to that, it is as good as it is used. Because when there is meaning, that means the shabda has a prayoga. The argument is a very subtle argument. Shabdasya prayogaha arthe eva. In the context of meaning only, shabda is used. Now if you say the word usha is there, does it have a meaning or not? It has meaning. Then it is prayoga only. How many people are using, who is using, who is not using, how many are using, that is not the point. The point is arthe shabda prayogat. If you have a word and it has a meaning, it is as good, it is equal to prayoga only. Because the word is used in the context of meaning only. When the meaning is there, prayoga is there. Because prayoga and having the meaning are one and the same. Aprayoga prayoga anyatvat.
Santi
Chesham Shabdanam.
Santi Chesham Shabdanam.
Arthaha Yeshvartheshu
Prayujyante.
So the words that you have selected, Usha, Tera, Pecha, Chakra, for these words there are meanings. When there is meaning, it is as good as there is Prayoga. Because Prayoga is always in the context of meaning only. That is how he settled that issue. But still, that those four words he will settle later. Aprayogaha prayoganyatvat. You know why these words are not used? Usha, Tera, Chakra, Pecha. Why they are not used, you know? నాట్ బికాస్ దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్, దే డూ హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్ అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ సెన్స్ దే హ్యావ్ ప్రయోగ ఆల్సో, బట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ పాపులర్లీ యూస్డ్ బికాస్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఈక్వల్ మీనింగ్ అదర్ సినానిమ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ మోర్ పాపులర్. ప్రయోగ అన్యత్వాత్ దేర్ ఆర్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ యూజ్, దేర్ ఫార్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ దట్ మచ్ యూజ్డ్. దేర్ ఫార్ యువర్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ దట్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ యూజ్డ్ ఎట్ ఆల్ ఈజ్ నాట్ అక్సెప్టబుల్. యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ దేర్ ఇస్ అ మీనింగ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ యాజ్ గుడ్ యాజ్ యూజింగ్ ది వర్డ్స్ ఓన్లీ. అప్రయోగ కల్వపి
అప్రయోగ కల్వపి
ఏషాం శబ్దానాం న్యాయః
ఏషాం శబ్దానాం న్యాయః.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దీస్ ఫోర్ వర్డ్స్ దట్ యూ హావ్ కోటెడ్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ యూజ్డ్ ఈవెన్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో వెరీ లాజికల్. యు నో వై కుతః వై ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ యూజ్డ్ దట్ ఈస్ లాజికల్ వై బికాస్ ప్రయోగాన్యత్వాత్ దేర్ ఆర్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్ యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ ది ఇన్ ది సేమ్ మీనింగ్.
యదేషాం శబ్దానాం
అర్థే అన్యాన్ శబ్దాన్ ప్రయుజ్యతే యత్ బికాస్ ఇన్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ మీన్స్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ మీనింగ్ విచ్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ మీనింగ్ అన్యాన్ శబ్దాన్ ప్రయుజ్యతే. పీపుల్ యూస్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్ ఫోర్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ మోర్ పాపులర్ దాన్ ఇన్ యూసేజ్. దీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ యూసేజ్ because they have a meaning. Tadyatha. So he is explaining that. Ushetyasya shabdasya arthe.
Vayuyam ushitaha.
Ise usha means lit bahuvachana. Uttamajjama purusha. So kva yuyam usha. Instead of that, what they say? Kva yuyam ushitaha. That is how they use it. This usha, it came from vasa. In the liter, it acquires
vaso samprasaranam.
Samprasaranam will come. And then dirgha will come. Because this dhatu gets samprasarana. And also this abhyasa gets samprasarana. And savarna dirgha sandhi, usha, it will become like usha. Usha, like that it becomes. And so ధాతు సంప్రసారణం అండ్ ఆల్సో అభ్యాస సంప్రసారణం. లిటి లిటి ధాతోరణభ్యాసస్య ఇస్ దట్ అభ్యాస సంప్రసారణం. ఉభయేషాం లిట్ ఉభయేషాం దట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ అభ్యాస సంప్రసారణం. అండ్ వచ్చి స్వప్యో సంప్రసారణం ఇస్ ఫర్ ది ధాతు సంప్రసారణ. దేర్ఫోర్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ క్వయూయం ఊష ఆల్ దీస్ సంప్రసారణ ఆల్ దీస్ డిఫికల్టీస్ దే హ్యావ్ దే డు నాట్ నో మచ్. సో వాట్ దే డు they take vas and they put tapracheya in bhutektaha and therefore they say ushita. That is how they are doing. There is no question of there also still samprasarana will be there but there will be no abhyasa around that and idagama will come. So kvayuyam ushita, therefore instead of saying usha they are saying ushita.
ధాతు ఇస్ తర
మధ్యమ పురుష బహువచనం విల్ బి తేర.
ధాతు
దట్ బికమ్స్ తర దట్ బికమ్స్ తర సంభవ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ తర అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ తేర అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ తేర్నా ఆల్సో. So that is how Teranaha means where did you cross. Instead of saying Kvayuyam Tera, they say Kvayuyam Teranaha. Chakretyasyarthe. Kvayuyam Krutavantaha. So Taktavatu Nishtha, that is Tavatu, Tavat Pratyaya is used. Where did you do it? Instead of saying kvayuyam chakra, they are saying kvayuyam krutavantaha. Pechetyasyarthe. Kvayuyam pakvavanta iti. So kvayuyam pecha, where did you cook? Instead of that, they are saying again that tavatu they are using. So somehow whatever pracheya is required, that is used. అల్సో క్వయూయం పక్వవంత దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ హాస్ అరైవ్డ్ దేర్ఫోర్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్ అండ్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ దే హ్యావ్ ఎ మీనింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యాజ్ గుడ్ యాజ్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ ప్రయోగ బికాస్ ప్రయోగ అండ్ మీనింగ్ ఆర్ వన్ అండ్ ది సేమ్ ఓన్లీ థింగ్ ఈజ్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ యూస్డ్ యాజ్ ఫ్రీక్వెంట్లీ యాజ్ దేర్ సినానిమ్స్ దట్స్ ఆల్ యూ కెనాట్ సే దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో యూసేజ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ those shabdas, they are sadhu, asadhu, nothing is decided. So prayoga only brings the dharma. These words have no prayoga. That argument is not valid. Aprayukte dirgha satravat.
Aprayukte dirgha satravat.
See, suppose really, really there is a word which is never used anywhere. Then whether Panini's Sutra should apply to it or not, whether Panini should, Panini's Lakshanam Pravarteta Athava Na Pravarteta, that is the question. Let us agree, there are words which are not used at all. Even then, Panini's Sutra has to apply, because Lakshanam Pravartate, because Aprayoge Degha Satravata, again Purva Mimamsa example, it goes into Purva Mimamsa. You see, there are some yajnas called Dirgha Satras. The yajna is supposed to be performed for 100 years. Who will do it? Nobody lives that long. And some other yajnas have to be performed for 1000 years. This is what Swami Vivekananda said. Once you enter into Kamya Karma situation, it will be going on and on and on. It expands like no barriers for the expansion. Because human mind is, they have all kinds of desires. And so, based on desires, the number of karmas will increase. Like that, there are karmas, Dirghasatra. These karmas are mentioned in the Veda. So, who is doing them? Nobody is doing them. But still, they are mentioned in the Veda. And the Yajnikas, they know that nobody will do them, but still they recite them. Similarly, there are words in the Vyakarana, nobody uses them, but still in the Shastra, we give Lakshana to those words also. Aprayoge Dirgha Satravat. Finally he says, okay, let us assume that there is no prayoga, then also Lakshana will be there. And there the example will be like Dirgha Satravat. యద్యపి అప్రయుక్తాః
యద్యపి అప్రయుక్తాః
అవశ్యం దీర్ఘసత్రవత్
అవశ్యం దీర్ఘసత్రవత్
లక్షణేన అనువిధేయాః
లక్షణేన అనువిధేయాః
ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ నెవర్ యూస్డ్ అస్యూమ్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ సచ్ వర్డ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ నాట్ యూస్డ్ స్టిల్ ది లక్షణ హ్యాస్ టు బి అప్లైడ్ టు దెమ్ అండ్ దే షుడ్ బి డిరైవ్డ్ అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది రైట్ యూసేజ్ దట్ మస్ట్ బి సెటిల్డ్ This is like Dirgha Satravat. Tadyatha. So that the drushtanta he is explaining. Dirgha Satrani.
Dirgha Satrani.
Varsha Shatikani.
Varsha Shatikani.
Varsha Sahasrikani cha.
Varsha Sahasrikani cha.
Yeah. Varshanam Shatam Varsha Shatam. Tatramayaka Vachanam. Varsha Shatam Bhavani. Bhavini. Iti Varsha Shatikani. వర్షశతం ద్వితీయాభివృక్తి కాలాధ్వనోరత్యంత సంయోగే ద్వితీయాభివృక్తి కంటిన్యూస్లీ ఇత్యర్థ సో ఫస్ట్ వెన్ చూసే వర్షాణాం శతం వర్షశతం దట్ ఈస్ ప్రథమావిభక్తి బట్ వెన్ చూసే వర్షశతం భావీని దట్ ఈస్ ద్వితీయాభివృక్తి బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాలాధ్వనో అత్యంత సంయోగ ఇస్ దే కంటిన్యూస్లీ ఫర్ 100 ఇయర్స్ దిస్ యజ్ఞాభివృద్ధి గోయిందా వార్షశతికాని దట్ ఈస్ ది వర్డ్ సో సచ్ యజ్ఞాస్ ఆర్ దే అండ్ వార్ష సహస్రికానిచ థౌజండ్ ఇయర్ యజ్ఞాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో దే సో నో వటుడు నచ అద్యత్వే కశ్చిదప్యాహరతి సో నవడేస్ నోబడి ఈజ్ పెర్ఫార్మింగ్ దోస్ యజ్ఞాస్ కేవలం ఋషి సంప్రదాయో ధర్మ
కేవలం ఋషి సంప్రదాయో ధర్మ
ఇతి కృత్వా
ఇతి కృత్వా
యాజ్ఞికాః
యాజ్ఞికాః
శాస్త్రేణ అనువిదధతే
శాస్త్రేణ అనువిదధతే
సో దట్ సెక్షన్ ఆల్సో దీస్ వైదికాస్ దే డిసైడెడ్ అండ్ యాజ్ఞికాస్ దే ఆల్సో డిసైడ్ ఇన్ విచ్ సీక్వెన్స్ దిస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి డన్ అండ్ విచ్ ఇయర్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి డన్ వెన్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ ఆల్ దట్ దే డిసైడ్ అండ్ కీప్ ఇట్ దేర్ Knowing full well, nobody will do it. But still come in the Rishi Sampradaya. Rishis have described them and in the Sampradaya it has come. Therefore it is dharma. Therefore we will apply all the rules of yajna to that and decide this is prakruti, this is vikruti. Here this yaga should be performed, there that yaga should be performed and all the mantras are recited. So all that they do. Like Ashwamedha Prashna is there. Who is doing Ashwamedha now? But Vaidikas will be reciting them. Because it is coming in the Rishi Sampradaya, therefore it is dharma. Similarly, the correct words are coming by Panini, Lakshana, these are all good words, and that is therefore they are dharma. Whether people use them or not, we will derive them and keep them as the sadhu shabdas. Sarve deshantare.
Sarve deshantare.
See, in this country they may not be used, in different country they will be used. That is another possibility. Here they may not be used. Country means Anga Vanga Kalinga. Like that there are 100 countries at that time. India was never a united country, you know. After the British left only, it became united by Sardar Patel's effort. Otherwise it was a mixture of hundreds of principalities. And therefore in some area it is not there. In some other area it will be there. So how can you say that there is no prayoga and all that? Sarve deshantare, he says. Sarve khalvapi.
Sarve khalvapi.
Ete shabdah.
Ete shabdah.
Deshantare shuprayujyante.
Deshantare shuprayujyante.
All these shabdah, susha, tera, pecha, chakra, etc. They are all used in some other country. In some other counties or in some other regions. Nachaiva upalabhyante.
Nachaiva upalabhyante.
Then he said, no, we do not come across any usage. Again, question answer kind of thing. Nachaiva upalabhyante. No, we do not see them used anywhere. Then he says, upalabdhau yatra kriyatam.
Upalabdhau yatra kriyatam.
They are not available, means you make an effort, then they will be available. Without doing effort, simply saying now upalabhyante doesn't work. You make effort and then he explains it, what effort he has to do. Mahan shabdasya prayoga vishayaha.
Mahan shabdasya prayoga vishayaha.
Vishayaha is a domain. Vishayaha is the desha, domain. The domain of the usage of words is very big. You search, you will get. You don't say they are not available, nobody is using them. Saptadvipa vasumati.
Saptadvipa vasumati.
This is a very eye-opening discussion. The earth has 7 continents. Okay? Trayo lokaha.
Trayo lokaha.
3 lokas. Bhuvaha, suvaha. Chatvaro vedaha.
Chatvaro vedaha.
There are 4 Vedas. Sangaha.
Sangaha.
And then the Vedangas are there. Each Veda has 1 Anga, 6 Angas. Chandraha, Jyotisham, Niruktam, etc. etc. Sarahasyaha. Each Veda has multiple Upanishads. Rahasya is Upanishad. Bahudha-bhinnaha.
Bahudha-bhinnaha.
There are 4 Vedas. Each Veda is further divided into multiple branches, shakhas. Ekashatamadvaryu shakha.
Ekashatamadvaryu shakha.
Advaryu is Yajurveda. Yajurveda shakhas are 101.
Yes.
Ekashatam is 1 and 100. That is 101 shakhas are there. Sahasravatma Samaveda.
Sahasravatma Samaveda.
Samaveda is the biggest of all. It has 1000 branches. Vatma is a branch. Path means branch. Ekavimshatidha bhavruchyam.
Ekavimshatidha bhavruchyam.
Bhavruchyam means Rigveda. Bahavaha richaha asmin santi. It is bhavruchyam. So bhavruchyam, it becomes bhavruchyam. Bhavruchaha Rigvedinaha. There, whatever is recited by them is bhavruchyam. Navadha atharvano vedaha.
Navadha atharvano vedaha.
Atharvano vedaha is in the 9 forms. 9 different branches are there. Vako vakyam.
Vako vakyam.
Vako vakya is question answers. And he gave example. This example we know. The question answers are kigusvida vapanam mahat. So కిగ్గుస్విదావపనం మహత్ వాటి కింస్విత్ కిగ్గుస్విత్ లైక్ దట్ వి సే ఇన్ ది యజుర్వేద కింస్విత్ హిమస్య భేషజం హిమా ఇస్ కోల్డ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది యాంటీడోట్ ఆర్ ది రెమెడీ ఫర్ కోల్డ్ అగ్నిర్ హిమస్య భేషజం ఇస్ ది రిప్లై అగ్ని ఇస్ ది రెమెడీ కిగ్గుస్విదావపనం మహత్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది బిగ్గెస్ట్ బేస్ ఆవపనం బేస్ భూమిరావపనం మహత్ భూమి ఇస్ ది బిగ్గెస్ట్ బేస్
ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ అనువాద రైట్
వాకోవాక్య
వాకోవాక్య
కృష్ణాంగ సమాధాన
అనువాద యూనో యు మెన్షన్ దట్ ఎర్లియర్
దిస్ ఇస్ అనువాద దిస్ ఇస్ అనువాద
ఆల్రెడీ నో ఇన్ ద
లోక దట్ ఈస్ రిపీటెడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అనువాద దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అర్థవాద కరెక్ట్ అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ సమ్ మోర్ క్వశ్చన్స్ లైక్ దట్ దీస్ ఆర్ వాకోవాక్య క్వశ్చన్ ఆన్సర్స్ క్వశ్చన్ అండ్ ఆన్సర్ క్వశ్చన్ అండ్ ఆన్సర్ లైక్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ టెక్స్ట్ ఇన్ వేద దట్ ఈస్ రిపీటెడ్ ఇన్ ది పురాణాస్ ఆల్సో లైక్ యక్ష ప్రశ్న నహుష ప్రశ్న లైక్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ మహాభారత అండ్ దెన్ ప్రశ్నోత్తర రత్నమాలిక వై శంకర విల్ ఫైండ్ దెమ్ సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ వేద రియల్లీ స్పీకింగ్ ఇతిహాస సో యూ హ్యావ్ ఇతిహాస ఇతిహాస మీన్స్ నాట్ నెసెసరీ రామాయణ అండ్ మహాభారత దేర్ ఆర్ ఇతిహాసాస్ ఇన్ ది వేద యూ మే బి రిఫరింగ్ టు దట్ లైక్ పురూరవస్సు ఉపాఖ్యాన దే ఆర్ కాల్ ఇతిహాస సో దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ లిటరేచర్ విత్ ఇన్ ది వేద విత్ ఇన్ ది బ్రాహ్మణం ఇన్ మైత్రేయీ బ్రాహ్మణం ఆల్ దీస్ డీటెయిల్స్ ఆర్ గివెన్ ఆర్ యూ కెన్ సే ది రామాయణ అండ్ మహాభారత కమింగ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ది వేద యూ కెన్ సే రామాయణ అండ్ మహాభారత
పురాణం
మెనీ పురాణాస్ ఆర్ దేర్ వైద్యకం
వైద్యకం
దెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఏ శాస్త్ర ద మెడిసిన్ ఆల్ శబ్దాస్ విచ్ యూ హావ్ నెవర్ హెర్డ్ విల్ బి అవైలబుల్ దేర్ సో మెడిసిన్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ శబ్దాస్ యూ నెవర్ ఈవెన్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ శబ్దాస్ దే విల్ బి దేర్ డొమైన్ ఆఫ్ యూసేజ్ ఫర్ శబ్ద ఇస్ సో బిగ్ ఏతావంతం శబ్దస్య ప్రయోగ విషయం కేవలం సాహసమాత్రమే దిస్మచ్ ఆఫ్ డొమైన్ ఆఫ్ శబ్దాస్ ఇస్తే అనను నిశమ్య వితౌట్ ఎగ్జామినింగ్ దమ్ పరీక్ష నిశమ్య ఇస్ సీయింగ్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ యూ హావ్ టు సీ దిస్ ఎంటైర్ డొమైన్ ఆఫ్ ది యూసేజ్ ఆఫ్ శబ్దాస్ యూ హావ్ నాట్ డన్ ఎనీథింగ్ లైక్ దాట్ అండ్ సింప్లీ సే శబ్దాహ సంతి అప్రయుక్తాహ దేర్ ఆర్ వర్డ్స్ బట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ యూజ్డ్ లైక్ దట్ యూఆర్ డిక్లేరింగ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ యువర్ అడాసిటీ సాహస మాత్రమేవా యు ఆర్ వెరీ అడాషస్ ఇన్ డిక్లేరింగ్ లైక్ దాట్ ఏతస్మ్యూశ్చ అతిమహతి శబ్దస్య ప్రయోగ విషయే ఏతే శబ్దాః తత్ర తత్ర నియత విషయా దృశ్యంతే సో దిస్ వే ది డొమైన్ ఆఫ్ ది శబ్దాస్ యూసేజ్ ఇస్ సో బిగ్ అండ్ దట్ బీయింగ్ సో సర్టన్ వర్డ్స్ are fixed, are used in a fixed way in certain place only. Niyata Vishaya. This Vishaya is Desha. For certain words, they are used only in particular province, not used in other province. Like that there are words. So if you go to that province, that word is used a lot. But if you walk out, come out of that province and go to another province, you don't hear that word. Therefore, not only the sahityam is so big, but within the provinces, the usage of the words changes from one province to another province. So you sit in one province like Kopastha Manduka and say, these words we don't use. They are not used. That is not proper. They are used. Elsewhere they are used. He gives examples. Tadyatha. You see, niyata vishayaha means, నియత దేశా ఉచ్యంతే శబ్దా అండ్ దోస్ శబ్దాస్ విచ్ హ్యావ్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ప్రావిన్సెస్ ఫర్ దామ్ అండ్ హీఈస్ గివింగ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ దాట్
శవతిర్గతికర్మ
కంభోజేష్వేవ
భాషితో
భవతి
ఇసీ ప్లోరల్ మీన్స్ ద ప్రావిన్స్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇన్ ప్లోరల్ ఇన్ కంబోడియా ఓన్లీ ది శవ ధాతు ఈజ్ యూస్డ్ ఇన్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ గోయింగ్ శవగత శవతి శవత శవంతి సహ శవతి అలా ఆత్మనే శవతే రామ అరణ్యం శవతే లైక్ దట్ శవాది వర్డ్ ఈజ్ యూస్డ్ ఇన్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ గోయింగ్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ కంబోడియా నోలేదర్ కంబోడియా కంబోడియా వాజ్ హ్యావింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్ జయవర్మ రాజవర్మ సింహవర్మ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ది కింగ్స్ ఇన్ కంబోడియా దే హవ్ ప్రమోటెడ్ సంస్క్రిట్ దే వర్ సో రామ గ్రామం శవతే లైక్ దట్ దే యూస్ whereas if you come to Andhra Pradesh, the Shava is only dead body, not going or coming. Therefore, the words are used in various places. Vikara ena mariya bhashante shava iti. Vikare ena mariya bhashante.
Vikare ena mariya bhashante.
Shava iti. The Cambodians use the verb. Shavate, like that they use the verb. Whereas if you come to Arya, means North India is Arya, South India is Dravida. You know, Vaishikara looks at it. So, he has his own, he lived long back. And South, North India is considered Arya. And South India is considered Dravida. Or Dakshinatya, Priyatadakshinatya, Priyatadkita. So anyway, therefore, when you go to Aryavarta, that is North India, there they don't use the verb Shavate, Shavagatav verb they don't use. Only the Krudanta Rupa they use. Vikara is the Krudanta. One which has gone, that is the Shavaha, the life is gone. And therefore the dead body is here. That Shavaha word they use. Shavaha is derived from Shava, Dhatu. That is the Vikara, Krudanta. Therefore, only Vikara they use, they don't use the verb. But if you go to Kamboja Desha, Shava verb is used in the meaning of going. Even the dead body also came from the meaning of going only. Gaya. In that sense only Shavaha. హమ్మతి సురాష్ట్రేషు అదే కాదు సౌరాష్ట్రానికి వచ్చిన వేదేశం గుజరాత్ దేవ ది వెర్బ్ హమ్ 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 స్థిపానిర్దేశ అంటే షప్ హమ్ అహాధి హమ్మతి దరిది స్థిపానిర్దేశ ది ధాతు హమ్ ఈజ్ యూస్డ్ ఇన్ సురాష్ట్ర దేశ ఓన్లీ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ మీనింగ్ ఫర్ దట్ హమ్ So, what is the meaning? He did not give. Some meaning is there. Ramhatihi prachyamadhyeshu. In Orissa. Prachyamadhyam means in Orissa. Eastern side, in the middle. Top, northeast is Bengal. Southeast is Andhra Pradesh coastal regions. And Tamil Nadu coastal regions. Middle East, prachyamadhyeshu. Is Orissa, or Middle East can be the Kandahar and that region, Iran, and so that is all Sanskrit was there in those days. Afghanistan, Afghanistan on the border of Afghanistan is Iran, that is the Prachya Madhya, and there they were using this Ramha Dhatu, Ramha Gatav, Ramhati, Ramhataha, Ramhanti, like that they were using. It is not used anywhere else. Gamimeva tu aryah prayunjate.
Gamimeva tu aryah prayunjate.
Aryah means the North Indian Sanskrit people, they use only gami. Gamu gatau, they say. They don't say rauha, rauhati, rauhatahara, they don't say gichani, gichita, gichandi, they say. They don't use shava, they don't use rauha, they only use gam, gami. So, like this, in different provinces also, different words are used. Dātir-lavanārthe prāchyeshu.
Dātir-lavanārthe prāchyeshu.
See, dā-dāne is one dhatu. Dā-lavane, cutting.
Yes.
In that cutting sense, in the eastern in Bengal etc. they use. In that sense the word is used. Datram udi udi chyeshu.
Datram udi chyeshu.
You see, datram means in the north also datram is used in the sense of cutting only. The instrument with which you cut, it is called datram. Like that, I don't know the exact meaning. So what is datram? Can you get the exact meaning?
Sickle.
The instrument for cutting.
Yes.
That means it came from Dalavane. From that it came. That is how the word is used.
Danta is also coming there?
No.
No?
That is
there. So it is also about cutting, right?
No. Data. Maybe data gets a numagama. Without a sweetheart. By mistake he said there are words which are not used and he isko pakad ke mar kar chhoda isko and he says whatever words you gave example like they are not used, they are also used. Utra, tera, upecha, chakra, they are also used. You don't know, they are also used. Ete shamati prayogaha, you bhavataha, prayuktaha, vimataha. In your opinion, they are not used, but they are also used. Kva, where? Vede, in Veda. Saptasye revati reva dusha.
Saptasye revati reva dusha.
See, usha is there. Yadvo revati revatyanta dusha.
Yadvo revati revatyanta dusha.
Usha is there. Yanme narashrutyam brahma chakra.
Yanme narashrutyam brahma chakra.
Chakra is there. Yatranaschakrajarasantanunam.
Yatranaschakrajarasantanunam.
Chakra is there. You see, chakra becomes a devgha. In some mantras, it becomes a devgha. For giving the meaning, you have to make it rasva. So chakra, that becomes a chakra. Therefore, chakra is there. Why don't you say it is not there? Usage is there. Good. That topic is over. If I was sick, he said, apprentice of this. That's why we should not preempt saying that this is not used, that is not used. It is a very humbling experience. Mm-hmm. There is so much literature, so many people use words in so many ways. So one has to appreciate that we are not using it. That doesn't mean that others don't use. People do use it. Then we'll go to another topic. Kim punah shabdasya jnane dharmaha.
Kim punah shabdasya jnane dharmaha.
Aho svit prayoge.
Aho svit prayoge.
You see, artha prayukte shabda prayoge shastrataha dharmaniyamaha. So sadhu shabda prayoge dharmaha. Asadhu shabde dharmaha. Asadhu shabde adharmaha. Like that we have concluded. Now he is raising an argument. The argument is, suppose you know the sadhu shabda, you will get punya, or you have to use it, then only you will get punya. Where you will get punya? So, shabdasya jnane dharmaha, dharmaha is punya. Aho svit prayoge. So, I know the word, but I don't speak it. So, will I get dharma or not? Suppose I speak, then only I will get dharma or what? Jnane dharma iti chet.
Jnane dharma iti chet.
Tatha dharma.
Tatha dharma.
Tatha dharma. This is Paramaksha Sutra. It is not a Siddhanta Sutra. So, Paramaksha is, suppose by knowing the right word, dharma will come. then you will know the wrong word also. When you know the right word, the wrong word you will know, and other word will come. And in fact, other word is the word. This is the form of the Sutra. Jnane dharma iti chet.
Jnane dharma iti chet.
Tatha adharmopi prapnoti.
Tatha adharmopi prapnoti.
So by knowing the words, the dharma will come. If you say like that, then in the process, adharma also will come. Yohi shabdan janati.
Yohi shabdan janati.
Apashabdan apyasau janati.
Apashabdan apyasau janati.
So whosoever knows the right words, he knows the wrong words also. Yathaiva shabda jnane dharmaha.
Yathaiva shabda jnane dharmaha.
Devam apashabda jnane api adharmaha.
Devam apashabda jnane api adharmaha.
So then while knowing the right words, punya comes, then knowing the wrong words, papa should come. Athava.
Athava.
Bhujana dharma prapnoti.
Bhujana dharma prapnoti.
It is not even 50-50. 50 punya, 50 papa. In fact, punya will be less and papa will be more. Bhuyam sohi apashabdaha.
Bhuyam sohi apashabdaha.
Alpiyam sashabdaha.
Alpiyam sashabdaha.
See, because shabdaha means sadhu shabdaha, their number is less. Apashabdas, their number is a lot more. Ekaikasya shabdasya.
Ekaikasya shabdasya.
Bahavopa brahmshaha.
Bahavopa brahmshaha.
Because for every word, there are many apabhramsha words. Apabhramsha means the original word is there, it will get distorted left and right in all directions. That is how apabhramsha it becomes. Still it will have the basic basic structure of the original word. Many apabhramshas will be there. This is like in how many ways you can make a mistake in opening a combination lock.
Yes.
Because only one way is correct.
Yes.
And 255 ways is the false ways. One way is correct. For a given combination lock, you can make mistake in 255 ways. And you can do it correctly only one way. Therefore, if that jnanam brings adharma, so much adharma will come. Tad yatha.
Tad yatha.
For example, he gives. Gauritya-sya.
Gauritya-sya.
Dhavi-godi.
Dhavi-godi.
Gota.
Gota.
Gopo-talika.
Gopo-talika.
Ityeva-madayaha.
Ityeva-madayaha.
Apabhramsha.
Apabhramsha.
So many apabhramsha. Even some more are there. So much adharma will come. So that is the Paramoksha. Achare niyamaha.
Achare niyamaha.
And one more thing. Yajna is there. By knowing yajna you will get punya, or by doing yajna you will punya. By doing yajna, that example he is bringing. He will settle it later. But first all possibilities he considers. Achare niyamaha. You see, generally the niyama, the shastra is only niyama. Shastra, dharma niyamaha. Whether it is Mimamsa or Karma Shastra or Vyakarana Shastra, it is always Dharma Niyamaha. And you go to Mimamsa, they are also doing Dharma Niyama. That Niyama means like Abhakshyo, Gramya, Kukkutaha, Ityadi. You can eat any food, but the Niyama they are putting. So that Niyama is not for knowing. That Niyama is for practicing. Achare Niyamaha. Similarly here also, then the Shastra has made Niyama for the words, therefore not for knowing, for using them. Like that is the conclusion he is drawing. Acharya punaha.
Acharya punaha.
Rishihi niyamam vedayate.
Rishihi niyamam vedayate.
The Rishi in a mantra, he is conveying to us, he is informing us that the Niyama comes in the context of Achara. How the Rishi is conveying that message, you know? Te sura helayo helaya iti.
Te sura helayo helaya iti.
Kurvantah parabhuvuhu.
Kurvantah parabhuvuhu.
These asuraha, these rakshasas, they are addressing devatas. How they are addressing? He arayaha. He arayaha. That is how they are addressing. He is sambodhana. When Sambodhana is there, it will remain without Sandhi.
So they should not do that ang of padanta dati, that pararupa sandhi, purvarupa they should not do, number one. And refasthane lakara prayoga also wrong. The meaning will change. Ali is enemy. Ali is a bee. Therefore, they are doing a mistake in sandhi. They are using the wrong word for the meaning, and in both ways, they are making shabda usage in wrong, and therefore they were defeated. Iti kurvantaha means iti vadantaha parabhuhu. Therefore, the rishi says it is not about punyam by knowing, that is not punyam. By using only you get punya or papa. The example is about papa. Therefore, jnane dharmaha adharma api nasti. Prayoga eva dharmaha adharmova bhavati. Like that he is concluding. The Purvapaksha Sutra is over. This is the Niyama Sutra. He will say some more also. Astu tarihi prayoge.
Astu tarihi prayoge.
Okay. Then we understand. In jnana there is no dharma, there is no adharma. Only in prayoga dharma will be there. That means if the sadhu shabda prayoga you will get dharma, asadhu shabda prayoga you will get adharma. That way we have to conclude. Prayoge sarvalokasya.
Prayoge sarvalokasya.
Very interesting Purvapaksha he is bringing up. You see, suppose I say Ramaha correctly, then I will get punya. Somebody else says he will get punya. Like that everybody will get punya. That is what he says. Prayoge means prayoge dharmaha bhavati iti ched sarva lokasya dharmaha bhavati. Whole world will get dharma. You know why? Because they are all using the right words only. That is the Purvapaksha. We will see how it is. Yadi prayoge dharmaha.
Yadi prayoge dharmaha.
Dharmo lokaha.
Dharmo lokaha.
Adhyudayena yujyeta.
Adhyudayena yujyeta.
If you say usage of the words, the right words will bring punya, then the entire world will get punya. And therefore, the entire world means the entire world of Sanskrit speaking people. Therefore, they will get punya. And therefore, punya means abhyudaya. They will get welfare out of that punya also. That is what he says. As you, he doesn't like it. That's why the Siddharthi is asking you. Kascha idanim.
Kascha idanim.
Bhavato matsaraha.
Bhavato matsaraha.
Yadi sarvo lokaha.
Yadi sarvo lokaha.
Abhyudayena yujyeta.
Abhyudayena yujyeta.
If the whole world will get abhyudaya, what is your isya? What is your jealousy about it? Why should you be jealous about it? Let all people get punya. What is your problem? You see, that is not our problem. Is it valid? Everybody gets punya, punya, punya. That is the objection he raised. But he is asking him, what is your jealousy about it? Then he says, Nakhalu kaschin matsaraha.
Nakhalu kaschin matsaraha.
Heavenly, what are you talking? Nobody is jealous. We are not talking about jealousy. Prayatnanarthakyam tu bhavati.
Prayatnanarthakyam tu bhavati.
See, if everybody gets punya, then why should you make an effort to get punya? Just without effort, everybody is getting punya. Therefore, all effort to gain punya becomes redundant. That is not acceptable, you know. Prayatnanarthakyam tu bhavati. ఫలవతా చ నామ ప్రయత్నేన భవితవ్యం.
ఫలవతా చ నామ ప్రయత్నేన భవితవ్యం.
ఇది ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్. ఇస్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ దట్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్. యు సీ, వెన్ దేర్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఎఫర్ట్, ఎఫర్ట్ మీన్స్ వ్యాకరణ స్టడీ ఎఫర్ట్. సో దోస్ హూ స్టడీ వ్యాకరణ నో ది లక్షణ, అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సాధు శబ్ద అండ్ దే యూజ్ ఇట్, దే షుడ్ గెట్ పుణ్యం. Just because somebody says Rama, 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 everybody gets punya, then why somebody should study Vyakarana? So studying Vyakarana, because Dharmaniyamaha he said, you know, so without the study of the Vyakarana also everybody gets punya, then the effort is generally wherever there is effort, then there should be phalam. It should be like that. You should not take away
the phalam from the effort. So this man made effort and he got phalam. That man did not make effort, he also got phalam. Then what you are doing? The phalam and the effort are getting separated. That is not the right thing to do. That is the argument. Nacha prayatnaha phalat yatirechyaha. Very good, you say. Yatireka nahi karna chahiye. Yatireka means separating. So phalam and prayatnam, they should be together. You should not separate them. Prayatnam, a person with prayatnam, he will get phalam. A person without prayatnam, he will get phalam. That way, you cannot separate them. ननु च ये कृतप्रयत्नाः ते साधीयः शब्दान् प्रयोक्ष्यन्ते त एव साधीयः अभ्युदयेन योक्ष्यन्ते. सी डोंट से लाइक दैट. Whosoever has made a very good effort in studying Vyakaranam, that is the effort, prayatna. They will be using the right words, pure words they will be using. Shuddha, sadhiyaha, kriyavisheshanam. So, in the pure form, they will be using the shabdas. And therefore, they will be getting a lot of abhyudaya, a lot of abhyudaya, welfare they will get. Therefore, we are not separating the prayatnam and phalam. Then he says, vitirekopi vai lakshyate.
Vitirekopi vai lakshyate.
No, no, not necessary. People who did not study Vyakaranam, they also know right shabdas. They also will use sadhu shabdas. And therefore, without studying Vyakaranam also, they will be using sadhu shabdas and therefore they will be getting punyam. Therefore, once again, prayatna and phala are getting separated. Drushyate hi. Because you can see in the world how krita prayatnascha apravinaha akrita prayatnascha pravinaha. This is our problem. Those who studied Vyakaranam, krita prayatnaha, they are not using the right words at all. Because their Vyakaranam was all mixed up. And those who are not made any effort in the Vyakaranam, they know all the right words and they are using them. And therefore, obviously, the prayatnam, shabda prayoga, prayatnam of studying Vyakarana, shabda prayoga, right shabdas are used, and punya, they are not coinciding. Those who made prayatna, use good shabda, they will get punyam. You cannot say like that. Because those who made prayatna, still the prayatnam did not work properly. Therefore, they are not using sadhu shabdas. They are using asadhu shabdas. They are getting problem. Those who have not done any prayatnam in the study of Vyakaranam, they are using right shabdas and they must be getting punyam. Therefore, this way, prayatna, shabda prayoga and punya and papa, the correlation is going all wrong. That is the Paramoksha. Tatra phalam yatirekopi syat.
Tatra phalam yatirekopi syat.
You see, krita prayatnaha apravinaha. Having made effort, they are not good in using proper words. Akrita prayatnaha pravinaha. They are using good words. So phalam yatireka will happen. How? Krita prayatnaha apravinaha adharmam prapnuvanti. Because they made effort, but we do not use proper words, so adharma is coming. Phalam yatireka. And akruta prayatnaha pravinaha dharmam prapnuvanti. Therefore, phalam yatireka is happening. Phala is getting separated from the prayatna. Okay. Evantarhi.
Evantarhi.
Napi jnane eva dharmaha.
Napi jnane eva dharmaha.
Napi prayoge eva.
Napi prayoge eva.
Because if you say jnane dharmaha, then ajnane dharmaha.
Right.
If you say prayoge dharmaha, then prayatna and phala are getting separated.
Right.
Without any prayatna, prayoga, they are doing dharma. Having done all prayatna, no prayoga, therefore they are not getting punya, they are getting papa. So, okay, bhai.
మీరు చెప్పినట్టు తలకి వేస్తే కాలికి, కాలుకి వేస్తే తలకి. సో యూ కెనాట్ సెటిల్ లైక్ దట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ లెట్ అస్ కన్క్లూడ్ లైక్ దిస్. ఇన్ జ్ఞాన ఆఫ్ ది రైట్ వర్డ్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో పుణ్యం. ఇన్ ది ప్రయోగ ఆఫ్ ది రైట్ వర్డ్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో పుణ్యం. దెన్ వేర్ ఇస్ పుణ్యం? యూ హ్యావ్ టు పుట్ పుణ్య ఇన్ సమ్వేర్ బికాస్ ధర్మ నియమః. ద రిషీస్ ప్రయోగ ఇస్ దేర్, ధర్మ ఇస్ దేర్. సమ్వేర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు పుట్ ధర్మ. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ సమ్వేర్? శాస్త్రపూర్వకే ప్రయోగే,
శాస్త్రపూర్వకే ప్రయోగే
అభ్యుదయ,
అభ్యుదయ
తుల్యం వేద శబ్దేన,
తుల్యం వేద శబ్దేన.
సో స్టడీ శాస్త్ర, అండర్స్టాండ్ ది శబ్ద అండ్ యూజ్ ఇట్ ప్రాపర్లీ, యూ గెట్ పుణ్యం. స్టడీ శాస్త్ర, డోంట్ యూజ్ ప్రాపర్లీ, యూ డోంట్ గెట్ పుణ్యం. వితౌట్ స్టడీయింగ్ శాస్త్ర, యూజ్ ప్రాపర్లీ, దెన్ ఆల్సో యూ ఓంట్ గెట్ పుణ్యం. స్టడీ శాస్త్ర, అండర్స్టాండ్ కరెక్ట్లీ, యూజ్ ఇట్ కరెక్ట్లీ, దెన్ ఓన్లీ యూ విల్ గెట్ పుణ్యం. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ వేద. ఇన్ వేద యూ రిసైట్ ఇట్ కరెక్ట్లీ ఫ్రమ్ ది టీచర్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ రిసైట్ ఇట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్, యూ విల్ గెట్ పుణ్యం. సేమ్ థింగ్ హియర్. హరి ఓం తత్సత్.